church, we do the activity of God, Jesus is not revealed in our lives. So I'll take this series of teachings and trusting God to open dimensions to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. We're looking at revealing Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1 to 7. It's on the slide already. The Bible says there, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. I'll come to that aspect that I put on the slide. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There were no open visions. And it came to pass after that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And the lamp of God went out to the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Samuel had not yet known the Lord. You see, the word yet means that there's opportunity. Praise God. The word there yet means that it is possible that it will happen. Amen. It's not a finality. It's not a final conclusion. You see, Samuel had not yet known the Lord and the word of the Lord. Now we will come to that. And the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. Revealing Jesus. And the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. He had not yet known the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. John chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible said there in John chapter 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was what? God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." Let's go back to Samuel. "And Samuel had not yet known the Lord, and the word was not yet revealed to him." Jesus was not yet revealed to him, because the word is Jesus. Now we need to first of all establish that. The Bible said in Matthew 11:27, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him." So you can't encounter the Father God if the Son does not will to reveal him to you. Revealing Jesus. So we need to establish who is Jesus. So this morning I'll be looking at who is Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Revealing Jesus. Who is Jesus? So we start from the beginning. The beginning, Jesus has always been in it, and from the beginning, in him all things consist. John chapter 1, 1 to 14. We have to go quickly. We have to go quickly because of time. But there are a lot of deep things that I have to share this morning. John chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of delight. Take note of those things. And that all men through him might believe. He was not the light. Now he's talking about John the Baptist there. He was not the light, but was said to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came in unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Who is he talking about there? Who is he talking about there? Jesus. So, from John chapter 1, we establish that Jesus was in the beginning, and he is known as the Word. If you look through the Old Testament, he's known as the Word. So that's why it says, in the beginning was the Word. So where you see the Word is supposed to be Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. So we established that this morning, that Jesus Christ was in the beginning. And if we go down, it says, which were born not of blood, that's the thing, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word, now that's what makes it Jesus. And the Word was made flesh. The Word, that Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, Jesus Christ. So the Word of God was made flesh. It came into a flesh being. So we establish from this scripture that in the beginning was the Word. So when we say now Samuel had not yet known the Lord, and the Word was not revealed to him, it means Jesus was not revealed to him. From the Old Testament, Jesus already is imprinting on the Old Testament that Samuel, Prophet Samuel, had not yet known the Lord, and the Lord was not yet revealed to him. Now, this was Samuel walking in the temple. So, activity does not substitute for revealing Jesus to an individual. Being in church, running activities, running church life, is no substitute for God to reveal himself to you. We cannot escape that. So my desire in this season is that Jesus will reveal himself to you. Samuel was in the temple. Samuel was doing great things. Samuel was serving the man of God. Samuel was doing the details of the temple. But he had not yet known the Lord. So from the outside, he may have been the perfect guy. He got it all together. But yet, the Word was not revealed to him. Now we go to Genesis chapter 1. Because if John chapter 1 is telling us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word came into being as flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then we go to verse 3. It says, and God said, let there be light. The Word was released into being. Let there be light. And we see that Jesus is also the light of the world, the light of God. So in the beginning, he was there. And God released the Word, Jesus, into being. That's why he said, in him all things do what? Consist. Through Jesus, everything came into being. Through the Word, everything came into being. So when God the Father released the Word, he released Jesus into the space. And that created everything into being. That's why John, if you go down to John, he said, all things consist of him. So we establish, when people say, who is Jesus? Jesus did not just come 2,000 years ago. That was when he manifested in flesh form. He had been from the beginning. He had been there. Jesus has been there from the beginning. That's why through him everything consists. He has been there from the beginning. And everything creation, you see, and God said, and God said, what was he saying? Jesus. He was saying the word. And when he says Jesus, it creates what it was. When he says Jesus, it creates what it was. When he says Jesus, it brings everything, because in him all things consist. Everything is embedded in him. And he is also referred as the light of God, the begotten of the Father. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Something significant happened. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. We don't have the time to look at all the scriptures. Because of time, I have to be quick. But wherever I stop, they will stop. Genesis 3, 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That was a prophetic signal about the life of Jesus, that Jesus would be the seed that will bruise the head of the enemy. In Genesis, the enemy thought he'd done it, that he has thwarted the plans of God. But God said, I'm going to put an enmity between you, the devil, the seed of the woman will bruise your head. Will bruise your head. The seed of the woman will bruise your head. The seed of the woman. Now, that's very important, because we are all seeds of women. We have been seeds. We have been born by women. But he was also talking about Jesus. But you know the great thing about it? We'll get to that revelation very soon in the next couple of months, weeks. That we become the seed of the woman by an exchange, by function of an exchange. When Jesus Christ exchanges who you are and you get Christ inside of you, there's an exchange. You become that seed, and God has given you the ability to bruise the head of the enemy. But before then, you could not. Before then, we could not. The only person that could do that was Jesus. And the devil fought tooth and nail. The devil fought throughout to make sure that that does not happen. But by the grace of God, the seed prevailed. So that seed talked about the authority of Jesus, and the bruising was the suffering of Christ. He suffered, he was bruised for our iniquity, for our sin. The chastisement was upon him. But God gave him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, he crushes the head of the enemy. Yes, he was bruised, but he crushes the head of the enemy. And that name, if you believe it, if I believe it, we get connected to the seed. And we can crush the head of the enemy. So Jesus has always been revealed from the beginning. Jesus has always been revealed from the beginning. And look at Luke chapter 24, verse 25 and 27. Luke chapter 24, 25 and 27. There
Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken about. The next one. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? He said, he was talking to the guys on the way to Emmaus. He said, you guys, why you would not understand me? Wasn't Christ supposed to suffer these things? Wasn't it he supposed to be bruised? Because they didn't know who they were talking to on the road to Emmaus. If you read the whole story, they were walking, and suddenly Jesus has resurrected, and he came close to them, and they didn't know he was Jesus. That's another message for another day. We can be in church, we can be running things in church, we can be running things, we can become Christians, and we yet don't know when God comes around us. We have missed it. Verse 27. He said, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all scriptures the things concerning who? Himself. He communicated to them from Moses, from the Mosaic law, from the books of Moses, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, five books of Moses. He started from the five books of Moses and talked about the books of the prophets. What was he communicating to them? About himself. So he has been revealed from them from the beginning. He started telling them about different things that were showing about Jesus. That were showing who this Jesus is. And what are we doing is so that as in Christians, as believers here, who have a strong foundation on understanding who Jesus is. He didn't just come on the scene. He has been there from the beginning. He has been there from past immemorial. And when you understand what he has done, you begin to have a clear picture of why and purpose of why he brought you into the picture. He said, I've been there from Moses, from the prophets. He started telling them things about himself. Praise the Lord. He started telling them things about himself. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. My time is really long. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. I think it's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, sorry. And the Bible said that, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do the will of God. That's Jesus. He comes in the volume of what is written of him. So we established this morning that Jesus has been from the beginning. And what are the places that we see Jesus? Cain and Abel. You always see God depicting two from scriptures. I let God open my eyes to those dimensions. I won't shout them. Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. Adam and Jesus. There's always these two dimensions. There's an Adam. There is Jesus. Cain. Abel. And that's why the blood of Abel began to speak. Until the blood of Jesus came to this created exchange. What was Jesus? What was God trying to depict? What was God trying to depict? Cain was a man of the field. Abel brought a sacrifice of the lamb, and it was sacrificed. What was Jesus represented there? God trying to depict something for humanity. Suddenly he comes again and says, I want to depict again for humanity. He brings a man called Abraham. He gives him his son. He said, carry your son, bring your son,
I want you to sacrifice the son on the altar for me, the begotten of the Father. I want to show the world what I mean when I send my son again. Are you getting the picture? His God has always been trying to communicate to man dimensions. He said, bring your son to Moriah, your only begotten son, because I also have a begotten son. I want to indicate the picture. I want to show that if a man can bring his son to the point where there's a sacrifice, I want us to do that scripture as we end this session, because we don't have time. There's so much to deliver this song. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. We'll pray. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Offer him there upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. That's number one. Seven. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, Father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb? Hello? He said, the fire is there, the wood is there, but where is what? The lamb for sacrifice. God, he depicts Jesus. The next scripture was very, the answer was very, sometimes we flip it and we don't see the answer. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself. And I stopped there when I read it. He said, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself what? The lamb. Jesus will provide. He said, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide for himself a lamb. God was not debating about Jesus, the begotten of the Father. Samuel, Isaac was the begotten of Abraham. Jesus, the begotten of the Father. God always showing the picture, always trying to communicate to man. And he brings him there. He brings him there. He brings him to that place. And we go to verse 8. Verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket. Behind him a ram caught by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him for a burnt offering in his son. Now, if you go to 12, before we get there, and he said, lay not thy hand upon the lamb, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, and seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son from me. He went through. Jesus was put through that same scenario and put on the altar with thorns on his head. The ram was caught on his head. Same scenario. God depicted it for us. An exchange. What is the exchange? The exchange of Isaac and the ram. God has always said, I want to exchange you for me. Christ exchange for us. Isaac exchange with the lamb. Isaac exchange with the lamb. We exchange with Christ. Christ took an exchange. And that's why it's important to understand is the main thing we are here for. All through creation, Jesus wanting to reveal himself to you, saying, I wanted to do this. I want to show that I'm an exchange. I'm going to exchange my son on behalf of the people, on behalf of people that can connect to me. I pray that this morning, that you will go back home and say, Father, I need you to reveal yourself to me.
a deep revelation of who Jesus is. And when you encounter a deep revelation of who Jesus is, you understand that extra